In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You are those who stayed with me in my trials, and I assign to you, as my Father assigned to me, a kingdom, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. These are amazing words from our Lord. For he says this to his disciples, the ones who just hours later would not stay with him during his greatest trial. You know how things went on Holy Thursday. He asked them to keep watch and pray. They caught some shut-eye instead. The soldiers come to arrest him, led by Judas, the betrayer, and they run for the hills. Peter denies him, and they all hide in fear behind locked doors. John, the disciple whom our Lord loved, is the only one of the 12 who stays with the Lord and witnesses his crucifixion. And yet, our Lord, knowing what would soon take place, assigns these cowardly and sinful disciples a kingdom that they may eat and drink at his table. No matter how many times I hear the account, I am amazed at the Lord's patience, compassion, grace, and love toward these less than desirable disciples of his. I am amazed and thankful, oh so thankful, for there is hope for me and for you. For all, how often have we failed to stay with our Lord in his trials? How often have we allowed the busyness of our lives prevent us from keeping vigil with our Lord? How often have we betrayed and denied Him with our thoughts, words, and deeds? How often have we failed to love our enemies as He taught us? How often have we refused to forgive others their trespasses against us as our Father in heaven forgives our trespasses against Him? How often have we failed to help a neighbor in need or provide comfort to a friend in distress? How often have we refused to pick up our cross and carry it as He told us to do? How often have we instead chosen the easy and painless road for our own convenience? And yet, our Lord still assigns to us a kingdom that we may eat and drink at His table. He established that kingdom, the one that He assigns to us by His own blood, as He laid down His life on the cross for our sins, which became a life-giving tree from which He feeds us the fruit of His very body and blood to eat and to drink from His table in His kingdom, in the Holy Eucharist. What He assigned to His disciples that Holy Thursday, which is marked by His great institution of the sacrament He leaves behind for us, He assigns to those of us who devote ourselves to the Apostles' teachings about Him. Be amazed, dear friends, and thankful, for the Lord is patient with you. He is compassionate and gracious toward you. He loves you beyond your knowing. He hasn't chosen you to be His and receive His kingdom because you deserve it, but precisely because you don't deserve it. He gives you what you cannot earn and feeds you with food that you cannot grow or buy. That's His way. It sounds so foolish, so contrary to our way of thinking, that's because it is. He assigns His kingdom not to kings and generals, not to men of great wealth and power, not to world conquerors and so on, but to fishermen, tax collectors, prostitutes, and all sinners who realize their need for the salvation He secured and longs to deliver. His kingdom is assigned to all who repent and turn to Him for mercy because they need it. His table is set for all who hunger and thirst for the forgiveness, life, and salvation He won for us. The disciples who reclined at table with our Lord that Holy Thursday learned what it meant to be assigned the kingdom. They weren't perfect, but they were repentant and forgiven. They preached Christ crucified and resurrected right up to their dying breath. St. Bartholomew, whom we honor tonight, went out and preached the gospel in Armenia until he was finally beheaded and skinned alive and beheaded according to tradition. But it mattered not to him or to the other apostles, for they knew that their Lord had assigned to them a kingdom and would bring them to dwell in that kingdom forever. So too with you, dear friends. Are you perplexed over your sins? That's good. Be perplexed. Be sorrowful. Long for the day when sin no longer plagues you. But do not despair, for your Lord has assigned you a kingdom. This veil of tears in which you currently dwell is not all there is. An everlasting kingdom of unknowable peace and comfort awaits you, for you have been baptized into that kingdom and are fed the food of that kingdom here at the Lord's table. Now you see in part, but then when your Lord calls you home in His way and in His time, you will see in full. So come and eat and drink at the Lord's table in His kingdom. And then go in peace, knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that even though you are afflicted in every way, you can never be crushed. You are perplexed, but you can never be driven to despair. You are persecuted, but you will never be forsaken. You are struck down, but you will never be destroyed. St. Bartholomew and the rest of the disciples learned this during their earthly pilgrimage, and now they rest in the kingdom assigned to them. So will you. All thanks, honor, and praise be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, who gives us this kingdom to dwell in forever. Amen. Now the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.